We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. City Hall is facing 143 legal claims over housing neglect. The Princess Royal meets staff during a visit to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and market traders fight against digital payments.
City Hall has been branded an embarrassment after it emerged the authority is facing more than 100 legal claims for social housing disrepair. The scale of the issue was revealed during a meeting of Norwich City Council's Cabinet, which heard that 7 of these claims are due to be heard at court. Senior councillors have previously defended social housing provision in Norwich after a national report last year rated City Hall poorly compared with councils around the UK. Speaking at the meeting, Beth Jones, Cabinet Member for Housing, stressed that making improvements to the service was a slow progress. But she was committed to addressing the issues faced by tenants. Norwich City Council has one of the biggest stocks of social housing in the country, with more than 14,000 homes under its jurisdiction. Most complaints are heard by the council in the first instance and then escalated to the housing ombudsman if the tenant is not satisfied their problem has been addressed. Taking the matter to court would be a last resort in most cases. A report to Cabinet also revealed a failure to meet maintenance requirements as among the biggest risks to the council and its functions.
A Norfolk-based house builder has made a vital donation of £1,500 to support a charity project. The donation from Barrett and David Wilson Homes will fund the Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity's Men's Shed project in Norwich, which aims to create a supportive environment at the Cringleford Heights development. The project's aim is to provide a haven for individuals dealing with terminal conditions, as well as their loved ones before and after death. It also aims to engage the wider community and dispel negative perceptions about hospice care. Amy Wright, Events and Fundraising Coordinator at Priscilla Bacon Hospice Charity, said, "Men are disproportionately prone to dealing with difficult situations by withdrawing and internalising their feelings. The men's shed will be accessible and inclusive, allowing for participation from people of all abilities." The charity estimates that around 1,000 people will participate in activities centred around the men's shed every year. The total cost of building and equipping the men's shed is expected to be around £100,000, with donors already committing £20,000.
The Princess Royal has met hospital staff as part of her role as patron of the Royal College of Midwives, the RCM. Her Royal Highness toured Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's maternity department. She met various frontline staff and was shown around by the Director of Midwifery and Nursing, Stephanie Pease, who introduced her to patient areas such as the neonatal intensive care unit, the midwifery-led birthing unit, and the delivery suite. Miss Pease said, "We are absolutely honoured to welcome Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, and incredibly proud to introduce her to our outstanding colleagues who make such a difference to babies and families across Norfolk." Jill Walton, the RCM Chief Executive, said, "It was a pleasure to join Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, on this visit to Norfolk and Norwich, to hear RCM members sharing stories with her about their work for women and families with such pride. She's a fantastic advocate for midwives and maternity support workers and always shows a keen interest in the work that goes on up and down the country." The visit ended and the unveiling of a plaque outside the delivery suite to mark the occasion.
A Britain's Got Talent judge has made a surprise admission about her love for Norwich, describing the city as the Vegas of England. Amanda Holden was appearing on the Cheat Unfinished Business podcast when she admitted her love for Norwich and revealed that she had had her hen party in the city. Holden, best known for her television and radio work, was discussing giving shout-outs on television and said she will never forget when she got a shout-out on a Norfolk radio station. Holden spends a lot of time in Norfolk, having been spotted at Sproston Manor last year. She dubbed Hocombe Beach as her favourite in the world and still comes to the county for family holidays.
Norwich Market stallholders have taken up the fight against the growing reliance on cards and phones over cash for payments. The traders have taken on this battle as they say the use of digital payments puts the future of independent businesses under threat. They claim that the fees incurred every time a card or phone is used to make a purchase puts added financial pressure on their stalls, especially if customers make lots of smaller purchases, which is common on the market. Transaction fees can vary based on the provider. Sum up, a provider commonly used by small businesses charge a rate of 1.69% per transaction. Amber Clark, who's 29, who has worked on the market for 12 years, said, "Technology is just taking over. People will take cash so they can keep their prices down, but I don't think people understand that. People rely on their phones far too much now. We have to have a £10 minimum card spend because people want to come and pay 40 pence on their card. We cannot be cashless. It is just a joke. We could lose people who do this. It's killing us. Cash is queen." Some traders have become so fed up with the decline that they have put stickers on their stalls calling for people to use cold, hard cash, warning what will happen if they stop completely.
Well, it's time for Caroline and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Matthew Tucker and Caroline Sayer for the next part of Chatterbox.